You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Sasha. This is the show Spinning Plates, and every week I try to have a theme for my show. So this week's theme is the 90s in honor of the anniversary of Kurt Cobain's death that was yesterday. He and his band Nirvana really started a really large underground alternative rock movement in the 90s that spawned lots of the music that we know today, especially those bands in the early 2000s. So I'm going to start off with a Nirvana song in honor of them. So this is one of their well-known ones off of Nevermind. This is called Lithium.
I'm so happy 'cause today found my friends. It's okay, 'cause so are you. Look on me, it's Sunday morning.
So that was Lithium by Nirvana, followed by The World Has Turned and Left Me Here by Weezer, another great 90s band. This is off of their first album called The Blue Album, which the lead singer actually dropped out of college at MIT to finish with his band. And Weezer is a super influential band of the 90s. They really just have the pure rock sound. They've become very popular and kind of changed their sound now to more electronic. They've kind of left behind that garage rock that we all love. But up next, I have a Sneaker Pimps song called Six Underground that I spent a really long time trying to figure out what this song was a couple weeks ago, and I had it stuck in my head, and I only knew one lyric, which was Overground, and Google just came to my rescue and told me the song by that one lyric. So this is Six Underground, another great 90s song by the Sneaker Pimps, another kind of more down-tempo song.
Be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really have.
So that was, again, Six Underground by the Sneaker Pimps, followed by Lump by the Presidents of the United States of America. And that was just Wonderwall, a classic we all know by Oasis. They just came out with a remastered version of their album from the 90s called What's the Story, Morning Glory, that this song was off of. Every guitarist likes playing this song. It's really nice harmony-wise. It's got some nice sus chords in it. And it's a really just pretty song, pretty chill overall, in contrast to the kind of heavier Lump before it. So up next, I have a Beck song that I'm actually playing in a larger band that I'm in right now called Tropicalia. It's a really cool song. There's a lot of auxiliary drums in it. And this is off of his album Mutations, which is one of his earlier albums, again, from the 90s. Beck has evolved a lot as a musician, and he actually won Grammy Award for the album of the year a couple years ago, which I think is awesome. Get some alternative albums being recognized in there. So again, this is Tropicalia, and then I got some Foo Fighters coming up next.
When they beat upon a broken guitar in all the streets, the reek of tropical charms, the embassies lying hideous yards where tourists snore and decay. When they dance in a reptile blaze, you wear a mask, an equatorial haze into the past, a colonial maze where there's no more confetti to throw. You wouldn't know what to say to yourself. Love is a poverty you couldn't sell. Misery waits in big hotels. Be addicted. You're out of luck. You're singing funeral songs to the studs. They're anabolic and bronze, they seem to strut in their millennial fogs till they fall down and deflate. You wouldn't know what to say to yourself. Love is a poverty you couldn't sell. Misery waits in big hotels. To be loved with them. Oh, and now you've had your fun under an air-conditioned sun. It's burned into your eyes, leaves you plain and left behind. I see them rise and fall into the jaws of a past and then love. You wouldn't know what to say to yourself. Love is a poverty you couldn't sell. Misery waits in big hotels. Be a victim.
This is a call to all my past resignation. This Call to all my best resignation.
So again, that was Tropicalia by Beck, followed by This Is a Call by the Foo Fighters off of their album Foo Fighters, one of their older ones, again from the 90s, that has a bunch of great tracks on it, a lot of their popular songs. I just recently listened to their album The Color and the Shape, which is also very good. It has the song Monkey Wrench on it. That's another great one. And then I just played Inertia Creeps by Massive Attack off of their album Mezzanine, another down-tempo 90s song. Massive Attack is still around, doing the same thing that they usually do, and they just have a really, really great sound, and I really like the mode that song is played in. I'll have to figure out what that is later. So next I have a Smashing Pumpkins song called Cherub Rock. A lot of these songs you might actually recognize from Guitar Hero. That's where I know a lot of them from, actually. This is off of their album Siamese Dream. Another song off of this album that you might recognize is Today. And this is not one of the most popular songs off of the album, but it's still a great one. And then I have The Cure, and then I will finish up after that.
Sometimes far too long.
So again, that was Cherub Rock by The Smashing Pumpkins, followed by Friday I'm in Love by The Cure, a song that I've known for a while. I really like that song and how it just goes through the days of the week. It's really catchy and easy to remember. And then followed by Black Hole Sun that I just played by Soundgarden. Chris Cornell from Soundgarden, the lead singer, recently passed away on May 18th of 2017. Another great band from the 90s. So to commemorate him, and Kurt Cobain of Nirvana, whose death anniversary was yesterday, I had my 90s show theme today, and I'm very thankful for all of these kind of underground rock bands from the 90s, because I love this kind of music, and bands especially like Nirvana, who really started the movement, inspired other bands to pop up, like Weezer and like Radiohead, who I'm going to end with. Radiohead got their start in the 90s with their album Pablo Honey, and then their third album that came out in 1997 called OK Computer is one of the best, one of the most well-known and well-liked albums by Radiohead. And so this next song that I'm going to end with is called Paranoid Android. This also was a very monumental music video when it aired on MTV, because it was kind of different, kind of weird, very weird, just like Radiohead. So thank you for listening to my 90s show. I'll be back next Friday at 11 a.m. so you can tune in for the next theme of the week. This has been Spinning Plates, and you have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Thanks so much. This is Radiohead.